I've always recognized how important women's voices are, but I think it's after September 11th that it's hit home to me like never before. When I look at the gender gap in terms of women around the world saying that we should respond to terrorism by bombing, when I look at surveys that say how should we be spending our money, X amount on the military versus X amount on health and education, the gender gap is tremendous.
Madea Benjamin, founding director of the San Francisco-based human rights organization Global Exchange. Madea worked for 10 years as an economist and nutritionist for the United Nations. For over two decades, Madea has supported human rights and social justice struggles around the world.
And to say that it's both the women's voices and the voices of community groups and community radio that really allow us to be in touch with some of the best of the organizing that's happening. And we can talk all we want about these issues, but it's really getting out there and providing positive answers in a way that reaches beyond the already convinced, but reaches the Americans who I think share our values but don't often get a chance to hear our viewpoints. That's the way that we're going to build a much stronger and more effective movement for change.
A key figure in the anti-sweatshop movement, Madea has pressured companies like Nike and The Gap to pay their workers a living wage and improve working conditions. A longtime critic of institutions such as the World Trade Organization, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Bank, Madea ran for U.S. Senate for California as the Green Party candidate in 2000. In 2001, Madea brought together a powerful coalition of consumer, environmental, union, and business leaders working for clean and affordable power under public control in California. After organizing two recent trips to Afghanistan, Madea's focus now is to establish a compensation fund for Afghan victims of U.S. bombing.
And when I think of the destruction that comes from the physical bombs, as well as the lost opportunities of taking that money, and we're talking about billions and billions of dollars, and putting it into weapons of mass destruction instead of making the world safer by feeding all the children in the world, by making sure everybody has access to education, by making sure that when a kid is sick, they have access to a doctor, or when somebody is suffering from AIDS, they have access to medicines that will help prolong their lives. There's such different visions of the world. So I think more than ever before, we women have to unite for a more peaceful and just world.
Madea Benjamin, presented by Daisy Eisenberg. Her story is a production of the Women's Collective of KVMR FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at kvmr.org.